Every day, members of the New Zealand Defence Force achieve extraordinary things. In this season of Unclassified, we're bringing you unforgettable first-hand tales of courage and commitment from members of the Royal New Zealand Navy, New Zealand Army, and Royal New Zealand Air Force.
This six-part series will include previously unheard stories from around the globe, including daring rescues at sea and on the ice, the chaos of evacuating New Zealanders from Kabul as Afghanistan fell to the Taliban, the aftermath of the White Island eruption, and the reality of coming under a barrage of rocket attacks in Iraq.
In front of me, you know, the whole sky was lit up with just a number of buildings that were on fire. And I could remember like hearing people screaming and people calling for help.
That first day was probably the hardest. Like I said, you know, those women had come through, deceased. I had seen a young child in her father's arms pass away from, and I'm guessing it was from heat exhaustion.
I thought it was like a washing machine. Like it was just waves were coming from weird directions, which is, the sea's always unpredictable, but to see barrels of waves in the middle of the ocean, I've never seen that before.
Everywhere you could see was charred. You could see how fast the fire went through. I also saw a unfortunate family where we took police to where a fire NATO had gone in. And I've never even comprehended what a fire NATO was, but you could see the destruction. You could see vehicles strewn across their farmland.
This is Unclassified. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.